Like, which I'm like,
Ren and Stimpy for me is that golden era of Nickelodeon.
For sure.
Yep. Like, Are You really Afraid of the High dark? Water mark.
Yeah.
Are You Afraid of the Dark? Ren and Stimpy, Roundhouse.
Got some Doug in there.
Doug.
Yep.
You still had Salute Your Shorts and
whatever
the Aggro Crag was from.
Oh, Guts.
Guts. Legend of the Hidden Temple.
Nick Arcade. Oh,
Nick Arcade. Yeah. I used to watch the shit.
But I hated Nick Arcade because
it was just like,
yeah, they always had like the, it was cool they had them play real video games, and that part was awesome. And they're like, yeah, now at the end, here's a green screen thing, and it's just them like,
yeah, it's like, oh, and then like jump, and then like, oh, they got hit by it, and it's like,
right,
how the, like, fuck do you even know what you're looking at?
Are you good at video games? Yeah, you're gonna do great for 2/3 of this, and then you're gonna look like a fucking idiot. Welcome to Coming Off the Reels. My name is Drew Martin.
I'm Sean McClain.
And I'm Roy King. And it is still Drew's birthday.
Yes.
Hey, huzzah.
Today we're going to talk about DC. Is it Fandome?
Fandome.
I hate the title. Let's just go ahead and get that out of the way. I hate DC Fandome.
Well, I mean, they did put it in a virtual dome, so there was at least that.
Welcome to Fandome.
Yeah. The execution of the Fandome wasn't very inspired, shall we say. Standing in front of a green screen, you've got people like more than social distancing, so like you had to have a wide angle lens to capture everybody that was talking.
I didn't get to watch any of it, so everything I know has been looking it up after a fact. Would they actually have people there, or did everybody like remote in?
I think you had a combination of both. I think there were people that were actually in a stage or like somewhere, because like when they were introducing the Batman with like Aisha Tyler and Matt Reeves, they were talking to each other, but they were doing like, you could see their entire bodies. Like, it wasn't just like a half, like how we're kind of talking right now. Like, you could actually see them fully on the screen. So I'm guessing like they were probably
they were in a studio somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah. And they were like, you know, probably about 8 or 10 feet apart from each other. So it was.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's good that they were at least doing the distance thing.
Yeah. They weren't like right up on top of each other, so
yeah.
But this was this whole thing was DC's way of kind of like their own Comic-Con style thing, where they gave information on their upcoming projects, both, or actually more than both, but television, movies, and video games. As far as I know, that's all. I don't know if they did other things as well, but
I think they had some like panels that were related to like comics.
Yeah.
But the most thing, the biggest draw was obviously to those three mediums.
So I just kind of wanted to talk about like some of our reactions to things. Roy, I know you didn't watch all of the trailers because there was a new Wonder Woman trailer that you didn't watch. We can talk about it a little bit, but we don't. I mean, obviously, like, you're aware of what happens in it, so nothing's going to be spoiled for you. But
yeah,
but the one I wanted to talk about first was The Batman, starring Robert Pattinson, directed by Matt Reeves, who historically we've all enjoyed.
Yeah, we're a fan of Matt Reeves on this show.
Yeah, all the Planet of the Apes movies.
Yep. All-star cast: Paul Dano, Zoe Kravitz, Colin Farrell, Andy Serkis, Stellar Skateboard, Jeffrey Wright, John Turturro. Great.
Yeah.
I didn't even know John Turturro was going to be in it.
Yeah, he's Falcone.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Cool.
So.
Drew.
You know what? I'm going to start.
Yeah, Drew.
Just go for it.
What did you think of the Batman teaser?
I'm still going to watch this movie. And I'm still excited because I've been cheering for Robert Pattinson for a long time. And I think that he's going to kill it. That said, I was not particularly excited by this trailer because I feel like DC is going back to their DC-ness of just like, you know what? I'm going to look at what the guy did before, and then I'm just going to pour mud on it. And that's going to be the visual style of that movie. So it's like Nolan's Batman was dark, and then Joaquin Phoenix Joker film was darker. And they're like, you know what? Yes, let's get rid of any color left in this movie. And this movie might as well be black and white.
Well, like, a lot of it took place in the dark, Drew.
Yes, I'm well aware.
That is the problem with Batman, though. Like, he's like a night vigilante, so everything, there's a lot of night shooting going on. So it
absolutely.
So it is kind of hard, I think, to balance that.
And I'm not saying that I want Adam West's Batman.
Yeah.
Or that I even want, like, the Batman and Robin, like, Clooney film. But I don't think that everything has to be so fucking bleak. Like, and again, I'm going to like the movie. I'm sure that I am. I like Reeves. I like Pattinson. I like this whole cast. I'm sure it's all going to be great. And the action in it looked cool. Is it going to be a lot of mopey Batman?
Yeah, you just don't want more of the same thing we've already had.
Right. And my God, guys.
I don't either.
If we have to watch Thomas and Martha Wayne die, I'm going to lose my shit.
That's the question of the day, isn't it?
How are they going to bridge that gap? Like, yeah.
I'm going to lose my shit.
Yeah.
We've seen it so many times.
We've seen it in, not even in Batman movies, we've seen it.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
God.
I know. It's just like maybe have him, you know, sorrowfully looking at a picture of them and be like, okay, we know what that is. Fine.
Have them watch the Homecoming.
The news.
Yeah, something like that.
Or just watch Spider-Man Homecoming, where it's just like, you know what? We know that you know the origin of Spider-Man.
Yeah. And they alluded to it so great in Homecoming. Like, we got it.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't. Yeah. You can save us that 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And just like have us.
Yeah. News clipping or something like that. I'm like, okay, there you go. There's your reference point. Move along.
But, okay, those are my feelings. Again, like, I'm going to watch it. I'm sure it's going to be enjoyable. What did you guys think of this trailer?
Roy, I don't want to speak for you, but I think we're both more in agreement that the trailer is pretty badass.
Yeah, we had a whole geek out conversation about it.
I actually really like the stylistic choice that Reeves is going for. It looks very much like Fincher, like Seven, kind of Girl with the Dragon Tattoo kind of vibe. Like, it's like that darkness that you're kind of lamenting. I think it works really well. I love that they used Nirvana's Something in the Way to score it. I thought that was really, really cool. But I'm intrigued to see, like, the nuances and, like, all the differences that, you know, Reeves is going to bring into his version of Batman. Because, I mean, presumably you get to see, I guess, first shots of the Riddler, which Paul Dano is playing. You get to see first shots of Catwoman, which Zoe Kravitz is playing. A nearly unrecognizable Colin Farrell as the Penguin, and, like, a brief snippet. Like, you get, like, just kind of a brief glimpse of him. So I'm curious to see how it ends up. And I thought Robert Pattinson looked great in the bat suit. I really like how the bat suit looks.
Can I interject real fast?
Go for it.
I think we can all agree that Batman movies are always better when you have at least three villains in it.
Hey, it's... We don't know how much they're going to be in it.
We don't know the scope of it yet.
Yeah, so this...
Catwoman might not even be a bad guy. Like, we don't know.
Yeah, yeah. I was hoping more that they were going to do, like, a Long Halloween. That's the adaptation that I really want to have. Eventually, like, I don't know who's going to do it, but that's the adaptation that I've been
Scarecrow's integral to that as well, correct?
Yes.
And this a storyline that was just from the animated series?
No, this was actually a comic book. This was a limited run series. Yeah. I think it was like an 8-issue arc, but it's
really good.
It incorporates basically, I would say probably almost all of Batman's rogue gallery in some capacity. But like you'd have to, slowly have to introduce him into it.
Yeah, it just, I don't know. Like I've liked so many comic book movies, and it feels like, especially when you're reintroducing a character, that it needs to be so much about that character. Now, I'm not saying we need the origin. Obviously, we do not.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if you're giving screen time to the Riddler and Catwoman and the Penguin, and I said Falcone's in it, that is a lot of people that you're now juggling into a movie that is setting up a new, incarnation of Batman.
Yeah, and I get it. I mean, and DC hasn't had the best track record of trying to incorporate a lot of characters into something in the hopes that it will spin off something else. I mean, we saw it with, like, you know, BVS and Justice League, where they were trying to catch up to Marvel, you know, get a superhero team up. And it's like, no, you got to lay the groundwork before you can just jump into a team up. Which, and I hope that's kind of what Reeves is going to do, and I hope he gets his planned trilogy, I think, is what presumably what's going
to
happen.
I hope they let him do what he wants to do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The one thing I don't need, though, and I think we've talked about this, and I'm in agreement with you, Drew, is that I don't need a Gotham spinoff of, like, the cops that are going to be in the background of, like, year one Batman. I'm like...
Yeah.
We've seen Gotham... Yeah, we've seen Gotham. Like, they've already done this. It's already happened. So I don't know that we need it again.
All right. Roy, what were your thoughts on this trailer?
Oh, I mostly positive. I thought the suit looks great. I loved the tone of the trailer. The action that we saw, I was really interested by. The I Am Vengeance moment was just like, wow, like, yes. Like, I was into that. I like the idea of Jeffrey Wright as Gordon. I think that's going to be really good. And the show thing is definitely weird, but what I like about it is that they're saying that the show is year one and the movie is year two. So what I like about that is we've already got Batman established. We're not going to have first act trauma and training and then Batman by the end of the movie. So we're going to have more Batman in this movie, which I like.
When does the show come out?
I don't know when the show comes out, but they're saying story-wise, like, the movie itself is like year two of Batman and Gotham.
Gotcha.
And that Gotham PD is like the prequel year one.
So if we're
whatever
lucky,
that
episode
means.
One is Thomas and Martha dying.
Maybe.
That's how they're going to do it.
Oh, boy. But I like you said, I like the music a lot. I liked, I'm super interested. I really like Matt Reeves, so I have a lot of faith. I think the Riddler looks kind of weird and cool, and I think that that's a good villain to showcase like Batman's detective work, and that's what I'm hoping that gets more of a spotlight in this movie than we've seen before. I think it's going to be cool.
And again, like, the part of me that just has, like, and I mean, obviously, you know my feelings on this guy in general, but I thought that Jim Carrey crushes it as the Riddler. Like, I want the Riddler to be. And again, I don't need this movie to be all neon lights, but, like, some of these characters should have a little bit of fun, not every single one of them be, like, goddamn psychopaths.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
And that's just
maybe he has really a lot of fun being a psychopath, though.
Yeah.
Maybe. And again, we saw, 2 minutes of this movie, and hopefully they're not really giving us anything.
Right. Like, I do want some kind of levity to it. I want to have fun watching it. I don't want it to be Joker.
Right.
Which was really hard to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And that's honestly my fear. Because Nolan's Batman films, like, one thing that never really gets talked about is, like, there are a number of humorous parts in those movies, whether between, Alfred and Bruce or Lucius Fox and Bruce. Like, they all have, some silly moments of levity, and that's good. And if you don't have that, then it just becomes like watching Joker was a chore for me to watch.
Yeah,
it was really hard.
Yeah,
really hard to watch.
And a longer conversation.
And I liked it.
Yeah,
that's me saying that and liking it.
A longer conversation, maybe for after the show, is that right now, Batman has a very particular style of vigilante justice, and like, I don't have a flavor for that at the moment.
Sure.
Given like certain vigilante justice things that are sure. going on.
Sure.
Yeah, that's fair.
And again, like that's not the fault of the Batman. It's not the fault of Matt Reeves, but it's like in part one of the things I didn't like about the Joker is like the world we live in, like, you know, that those are things that you take into a theater with you.
Yeah.
Like I watch movies a lot of times to escape, and
you don't want the real world creeping back into it. Like you're trying correct. To get away from it. Yeah. No, I get it.
That's why
it.
We watch Bill and Ted Face the Music. Check out last week's episode.
Yeah. Okay. So this is kind of a side going back to the Riddler. My actual favorite like look of the Riddler, since we were talking about it a little bit just as far as like how Paul Dano's Riddler looks like he's got like duct tape all over his face,
yeah.
at least in the trailer. My favorite iteration is the animated series, like where he's got like the bowler hat.
The
and like
hat,
the green
yes.
suit.
Yes.
That's such a cool look. It's such a cool look. I 100%
agree with you.
With the cane, the yes. little like question mark cane.
It's awesome. Yeah. Again. Yeah.
That's Jim Carrey crushed the Riddler
yes.
in Batman Forever.
Yeah.
No one can argue that.
No, no.
I knew that wasn't going to be what this was, but there's got to be some middle ground. And maybe that's the interesting thing about Batman is that with every reimagining, you can pick the style of Batman you want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
Like he has enough history in comics, in television, cartoons, movies, that you can pick your own iteration of Batman.
Yeah.
So, do we want to move on to another trailer?
I was going to bring up one thing is that, in the trailer, like they show you, I guess, one of the Riddler's early riddles, like in the card, like Commissioner Gordon's like flipping it up, and you kind of see like a brief screenshot of what it, I think it says, like what does a liar do when he dies? And it's like that was the riddle, and like there's a bunch of like kind of like hieroglyphs at the bottom of the card, and I guess leave it to the internet. An internet sleuth has already cracked the code on the solution to the riddle.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. You know the answer?
Yeah, he's
is
still
lying. He lies?
He lies still.
Hmm.
And I was like, okay. It's
really, really funny, Riddler. Really kept that sense of humor.
Well, he's not meant for his sense of humor there. he's kind of a killer of men there, so...
All right. Well, let's do a hard shift to the Suicide Squad, the new one. Is it just called the Suicide Squad?
I think so. Yeah.
Which is weird. I don't know.
They're just like ignoring.
Well, was the first one just Suicide Squad, and this is
yeah,
the Suicide
this is
Squad?
The Suicide Squad. Yeah.
It's like Batman and the Batman.
Well,
cool.
James Gunn had some fun with that because I guess like Marvel. Instead of making it the Eternals, they've called it just Eternals. And so they're like, oh, yeah, Marvel leased out the for DC for James Gunn to use in the DC universe. I was like, I thought it was kind of a funny joke.
That's funny.
So they put out a little, it wasn't a trailer, it was just kind of a little making of, you know, it's introduction of some characters. I think we all generally disliked Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
we didn't like
great.
Enchantress
mm-hmm.
and her
no.
dance fighting.
Her like what is that plastic thing or like that
the thing that used
the
car
air
locks.
Thing? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the
yeah,
yeah.
Guys,
that's what.
That's like all she did in that movie.
Yes,
it was bad.
It was so many times they cut to her dancing.
Yeah,
or the big swaying. Oh, that movie was a mess.
It had some problems. But
yes.
So, what were your thoughts on this one? Roy, I'll let you start.
I'm intrigued. You know, they didn't show a lot of finished footage, right?
No.
But it looks funny.
But mm-hmm. Yeah, like I think James Gunn can be really funny. I think he's got a good visual and interesting style, and you know, hey, I'm into it. I'm not hating on what I saw. I like the size of the cast.
Yeah.
They just like are jam packed with like a bunch of different, I assume, very obscure and random characters from the DC universe.
Oh yeah, there's like Polka Dot Man. Yeah, you're scraping the barrel on that, some of these
guys.
Yeah,
like I think that he's gonna take a lot of like F list characters and have some fun with them.
Yeah.
I saw like the rendered out version of the character his brother Sean Gunn is playing, the Weasel, and it's just this like horrific looking gigantic Weasel character. Why not? I'm into it. I don't know who the villain or anything in this movie is going to be, but
it's one of those things like if you introduce these characters and for whatever reason, if it just doesn't gravitate towards audiences, like, well, you can just kill them off. Send them in with somebody new. And like,
right,
or
that's
if
what I'm excited about is by having F-list characters, there can be stakes. Characters can die and not magically come back.
Yeah.
It can maybe be something that's different and has a little more guts than a lot of other comic book movies, because all these characters aren't meant to have their own franchise later on.
Yeah, right. And it's like
that's a great point.
Yeah, and if, you know, for whatever reason, lightning strikes and, you know, one of the characters like strikes a chord with audiences, is like, we can push this forward and maybe bring in some other characters or, you know, expound upon
a
this
Polka Dot Man trilogy.
Right? We all want it.
Yeah. Like the shark, like King Shark is going to be in it. I think that's going to be kind of weird and crazy.
That was the most random pull. I was like, you're really going to bring King Shark into this? I'm like, okay. Yeah, okay.
Why not? He is
just a giant shark with like man legs. Like it's just
like Hulk, but with a shark head.
Yeah. If you ever saw like the cartoon show, The Street Sharks, it's basically that. Like, that's King Shark.
Yeah, wasn't he on...
That's a better analogy.
The Flash?
Yes. Yeah, he's a Flash character. Yeah.
Yeah.
I did take a little umbrage with the whole, like, he really seemed to be on there gun a lot. Like, this is the best thing I've ever worked on. This is the best this and that. This is the most ambitious thing. This is the funniest script I've ever... Like, hey, calm down. You're going to come back for Guardians. And you were in charge of Guardians of the Galaxy 2. So,
yeah,
get off your high horse, James Gunn.
Yeah.
Right. Just be cool, man. Just settle down. Be a little humble. Just, like, make your movie and have fun with it.
Yeah. And how many times have you heard directors be like, oh, this is the best thing I've ever read, or like, this is the best thing I've ever worked on, and it's, like, just an utter turd. It's
like, what are they going to say? Like,
yeah, sure.
You can just say, I had a blast doing this. This was a great crew. You don't have to come out and be like, hey, you know how everybody knows me for making Guardians into a hit? Well, this is better than that. Like, you don't
need to.
This
is the DC.
I mean, I guess it is kind of like Guardian-ish. Like,
oh, very much so.
Outlaws doing good.
Yeah. Oh, he's a great person to direct it.
I think so, yeah.
Because the first one was kind of humorless outside of Captain Boomerang, who really had some pretty funny parts.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, his brand of filmmaking will lend itself better to that group of characters. And
I think so too.
I hope they pay a little bit more attention to like the tertiary characters and don't just make it into like a Harley Quinn vehicle. Like I like Margot Robbie as Harley Quinn. I think she really jumps into the role, like, and she makes it fun. She makes it her own. But I'm like, I don't need another Harley Quinn movie. I'm like, I want to see them all working together
just
more as
actually
a team
be
versus
an ensemble.
Yeah, 100% agree with
right because the first one was it was all like Deadshot and
Harley Quinn,
and that was it. And then it was like you had people in the Suicide Squad who got killed in the first 30 seconds. You're like, oh, okay, well.
And then they just kept introducing people, like, as the movie came on. Like, they brought Katana in and barely said anything about her. Then the weird climbing dude was there and got killed for no reason, like, out of nowhere.
Katana with no powers. They're like, oh, her sword does something or other.
When she walked on that bus or plane or whatever it was And Kinnaman was like, this is Katana. Her sword swallows soul. So watch. She watches my back. So don't mess with her. And like, that was it.
And yeah, they never show her do anything.
She doesn't do anything. I was so mad.
Like, one. Yeah.
And at that point, I had no right to be mad because it was 2/3 into the movie. But still, I was like, that's one thing too far.
Yeah.
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 And she watches my back.
So dumb.
Oh, man.
So dumb.
What a mess. That whole movie is just like rushing into my head right now.
It's one I've only watched the one time.
Yeah.
I think there's an extended cut.
Nobody needs it. Nobody needs the Ayers cut.
Was that,
sorry.
Yeah, that was Jared Leto, right?
Anymore. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, bud. Didn't like your movie.
Jared Leto.
No. What a just terrible, terrible
like,
Joker.
Were there good parts that were cut out, you think?
I don't know. I mean, maybe who was the guy who caught on fire a lot?
Diablo. El Diablo.
Diablo.
Yeah.
He was kind of okay. Like, I remember his arc feeling interesting.
Kind of earned. Yeah.
Again, they gave him so little to do because it's all Will Smith and Margot Robbie.
Yeah, and he
don't
basically
forget Killer Croc.
Ugh.
With the whole.
Didn't he like unhinge his jaw in like a really just grotesque way?
I just remember him being
something.
Like a fairly racist.
I
interpretation
believe it was,
of a
yeah.
Like
he was,
I don't
think
he's
it was
a prisoner who just wants to watch BET, and you're like, what the fuck choice was this?
Yeah, it's straight up out of Transformers 2.
Like, let's not. Yeah.
That is,
man,
that's
right.
Not a good look. That's not a good look.
Oh, yikes.
Okay. Let's see. What else came out in DC fandom?
We did a Wonder Woman 84. We got a trailer, but out of respect for Roy, will.
I mean, you can talk about it.
The biggest thing that it did is it showed more of Kristen Wiig as
Cheetah.
Yeah.
And that's why I didn't watch it. Like, I figured it'd be a lot of, like, the climactic.
Yeah, I don't even know that it was. I just
know
that.
Yeah, I don't know either. I just, the third trailers I tried to stay away from.
Looked a smidge silly.
Yes.
The cheetah parts did.
Yeah.
Oh, you think so?
The rest of it looked amazing.
Yeah. I really hope they kind of maybe retouch Cheetah
I'm
a little bit.
They're not because this movie was already supposed to come out 2 months ago.
Yeah.
There's an extended whipping lightning bolt scene. Amazing.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So that
nice.
All looks great.
I remember that from the like the teaser trailer.
Right.
And that being super cool.
Yeah.
So in general, like it didn't give too much more, but I'm still pretty excited about what
that's
going to be.
And I think that the Wonder Woman movies have definitely given you some seriousness, but then that also that levity. Like, you know, this is a comic
and
book
color.
Movie.
Like,
yes.
You know, everything on, what's her island?
Themyscira, maybe?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is beautiful and vibrant, and you can have the dichotomy of that versus the greatness of the real world back in the first Wonder Woman. This one's set in the 80s. I think a lot of it will be more colorful. And like the poster for it's just like all color.
Mm-hmm.
And it's weird because like, okay, we've done dark and gray in like BVS and Justice League to a degree. And those didn't do well. We've used a lot of color and levity in Aquaman and Wonder Woman. And those crushed at the box office.
Mm-hmm.
Like, should we do more of that? And they're like, no. Mud.
Drab it up.
Okay.
I really like the fighting style that Wonder Woman puts forth.
Yeah.
Like, I like a lot of the hand-to-hand combat. Like, there's some cool wire work, but it all feels like it's organic within the confines of the choreography.
I
it's
love
not
that
like,
rope.
That rope is dope.
Like,
the rope is dope.
The old rope of dope.
The rope of dope.
It's everything about it looks awesome. I am very excited about that. And hopefully maybe we feel comfortable enough to go to the movies in November. But
by the time it actually comes out.
Yeah.
Is November a hard That's the hard
right now. Like everything is liquid right now. Like
yeah.
Numbers could spike, and they're just like, no, we're not going to do it. Or again, like Tenet opens this weekend. If Tenet's numbers are real soft, maybe they just go, you know what? We're going to take too big of a hit by not releasing this at a time when people feel good going to the movies.
Yeah, and you figure, I mean, like, it's not ideal to shelve a movie, like, especially if it's one that you're reliant upon as far as, like, funding other projects within your studio. But at the same time, like, you know, if the money's not there, if audiences just aren't turning out, then, I mean, like, what's going to be the more, what's going to be the bigger disservice, to push it back 6 months or to let it open and then it's just lose your shirt?
Part of me also doesn't like the idea that we're like encouraging people to go and meet in enclosed spaces with a bunch of other people
just for the sake of money.
Right.
You know, like,
right. I don't like that.
That's I don't.
Yeah. No, I'm right there with you. I'm right there with you.
But again, we won't talk about Wonder Woman too much. And again, there wasn't too much new added. I don't want to talk about some of the jokes because I want Roy to be able to experience those jokes.
Leave those jokes out of it.
So, do you want to talk about the video games, or were there? You want to talk about the? We talked about Gotham.
Other movies that were kind of talked about was the Black Adam, The Rock.
We haven't even talked about the biggest thing. I'm sorry.
Yeah, his passion project for a number of years was finally getting this Black Adam movie off the ground. It looks like it's actually going to happen. So Black Adam is kind of an offshoot character from Shazam, Zachary Levi's character. So he's more or less an anti-hero, where that he has set ideals of what he thinks the world should be, and he's basically like, he has the same power I guess structure that Shazam has, and he kind of, instead of trying to be a hero, like, he'll stop at nothing to shape the world the way he wants it. So it's kind of an interesting take on, you know, you see him, like, he was developed more in the comics as a villain, but he's kind of taken on this, like, anti-hero role as of late.
I hope that The Rock chooses to play it a little darker,
mm-hmm.
just because it would be so different than what we've seen.
That's the thing. I wonder if you will, though, because of The Rock is a very, very well-established and prominent brand.
Yeah, notoriously, you know, particular about his characters. But
yeah,
I'm hoping that in this instance, he'll, like, okay, look, I know that I'm getting my own franchise. Maybe that's contingent on, at least in this first one, having my motivations not be entirely pure would be interesting.
Is it getting his own movie to start, or is...
Yeah.
He joining, like, Shazam sequel.
So what I've read is that it's actually going to be kind of like a Justice Society is going to be battling Black Adam. So you're going to get a lot of Black Adam, like, backstory, and he's going to be very Black Adam centric, but he's going to be essentially battling the Justice Society, which is like Adam Smasher and a couple other people. So he'll be going, there'll be like heroes, quote unquote, that will be trying to stop him. But I'm sure they're probably going to portray it in a light that makes it look like the heroes are also kind of villains. If that makes sense, like maybe the heroes are kind of a little, you know, I don't want to say amoral, but maybe they've got like a little bit more gray area than just straight good guys.
Yeah, so they're still going to, you think they're still going to make Black Adam a sympathetic type of character?
I imagine, I don't want to harken it back to like the Scorpion King, because
that's exactly what I was thinking.
Barf.
That's because this all sounded exactly like a Scorpion King situation.
But I don't know which iteration of the Scorpion King you're going to be talking about. Like, if you're going to be talking about Mummy Returns Scorpion King,
well,
where he's
the
actual,
like,
villain.
The Scorpion King is a bad guy, and I thought Black Adam was a bad guy, but then they made the Scorpion King movie where he was just like a young, like, dude, and you started liking him. So I don't know how they're going to...
I don't like any of this.
Yeah,
I don't know how they're going to do it.
I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see.
I find it hard to believe that The Rock would just play a full-on bad guy.
Right, yeah.
No,
I don't see that happening.
Well, and I think the thing with, like, Black Adam is that he's also got a family, so he's got a wife and a son that are also, like, kind of ancient beings as well. So I think they're going to do it more like the family has either been... I don't know if they've been, like, killed off or they've been, like, in danger or whatever, and he's trying to, I think, protect his family, so he's going to be more like that. But I'm sure he'll probably go to brutal measures in order to have that happen. So I think there will be some darkness to that character.
Okay.
So I'm very curious to see how this all shakes out. Because, like, the first time I ever even heard about Black Adam was in the 52 series that DC had. This was probably about maybe 10 years ago. And, like, Black Adam and the Black Adam family was, like, a main crux of that story. So it was kind of cool.
All right, cool. I'm interested to see what they do with it, for sure.
Yeah.
Especially tying back into the Shazam, because I loved that movie.
That movie's so great.
Yep.
Yeah.
It, like, charming. Like, that is exactly the DC. Like, that's the avenue DC needs to go down always.
Guys,
always.
Right. That's what I think. Like, just a little lighter.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Again, we haven't talked about this at all yet. The Snyder Cut.
Oh, yes.
Yep.
Yep.
What do we think, mother boxes?
Mother.
Are we excited?
I've been in ever since the rumors of this were coming. I liked Justice League. I thought it was just fine. I didn't think it was great. But
what was great about Justice League?
No, I said I don't think it's great.
Okay.
But I think it's fine, and I enjoyed watching
it. You saw it a couple of times in the theater, right?
I saw it twice.
I remember.
Yeah, you would.
Son of a bitch. Again, John, to refresh your memory.
Oh, no, I know. I remember.
Remember?
Yeah, there was a joke, I think it was at the expense of Aquaman, and Roy did not laugh.
No reaction.
And you're like,
I was like, oh,
and you're
he's
like,
seen it.
Oh, you've seen this before.
You love bad jokes.
What? I have not seen this before. No.
Oh, man.
But I'm interested because I hated Justice League.
Yeah.
And it's like I didn't like Suicide Squad, but, like, at the same time, I don't care about Suicide Squad, so whatever. But Justice League had too many parts in it that I thought would be good. And then it was just awful. I thought...
Look, it is awful.
Steppenwolf
I'm not saying,
was...
Oh,
I'm not
that's,
saying that
yeah.
it's good. I'm saying that I thought it was fine.
Well, and even...
I literally don't remember anything about the movie.
I really liked Superman in Justice League.
You mean... Superman?
Well, the whole lip thing, sure. But by the end of the movie... When he, like, comes
right.
back,
that's,
he was, like, he was quippy, he was
great.
Fun,
yes. Yes.
he
yes.
was just like, I'm gonna beat your ass, and I'm just gonna have fun doing it. Like, he had no problems, and I thought he captured the, like, essence of Superman really well.
Yes, I could not agree with you more.
Yeah.
The problem is that we got that so late. I mean, this
it was
is
really,
the third time that
really
we've
late
seen
in the movie.
This Superman,
yeah.
and it was only in the last 15 minutes... of, you know, let's see, 2 hours of Justice League, 2.5 of BVS,
yeah.
and 2.5 of Man of Steel. All those hours, and they finally get it right in the last 15 minutes of
the worst movie.
Sure.
Look, I'm not saying you guys are wrong by any means.
Well, we're going to rewatch it before the Snyder Cut.
You know that's right. I also really like the part where, like, Superman comes back to life, and they're all fighting him, and he's just like...
laying waste to him, and then
yeah.
the Flash, where he's
yeah.
like running around the side.
He's like running fast, and then he just kind of gives him the look. I like that. I like the whole weird, like, do you bleed part. I think that's cool.
If it bleeds, we can kill it.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. Like, it was the only redeeming quality about Justice League is that, yes, they finally got Superman right. Like, you got, like you said, the levity, the quippiness, you got... You know, he was effortlessly going out and, you know, laying waste. Like, he was the Superman.
He didn't
Superman
kill anybody.
But he was confident. He was, yes, he didn't kill anybody. He was confident. Like, he wasn't, like, second guessing his powers and like wasn't trying to hold back. It's like, no, he was a fully realized Superman. He knew who he was. He knew what he needed to do, what he needed to be. I just didn't. It was the part about BVS that I was really mad about, is that they did the whole death of Superman angle, and I'm like, why? You've crammed so much into this. We don't need that storyline.
Didn't need Doomsday coming out of nowhere.
No, and then like, so then you leave arguably almost 2/3 of Justice League Supermanless.
Correct. Like,
Justice League is, you have basically the trinity of DC: Superman, Batman, and Wonder Woman. And then you've got, you know, typically it's been like Flash and Green Lantern, but we haven't gotten into Green Lantern yet. So I'm like, you have to have those three pieces to have a Justice League. And you didn't have the three pieces until, like you said, almost 15 minutes to go before the end of the movie. It just doesn't work.
Yeah. But, you know, again, like, it's weird. I'm going to watch it. I also kind of hate that now anytime someone doesn't like a movie, they're like, give us the director's cut.
It's like, maybe there's a reason why there was a
specific... Give us the
Trank
cut of Fantastic Four.
Nobody wants that. Nobody wants it. But it's like...
Maybe I want it. I don't know.
Maybe.
Mm.
That's the thing. Like, studios interfere so much.
Right. But like, sometimes it's not always
we should get a director's
bad.
Cut, you know?
Yeah, but what if it comes out and, like, everyone watches the Snyder Cut and they're like, ooh, maybe it wasn't as good as we wanted it.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, guys,
could happen.
Zack Snyder is not a great director. He's, like, an okayest director.
He's very stylized. He's a very stylized director, and, like, he leans heavily into that style of, like, the slow-mo ramp-up, fast-cut, like, kind of... thing that he did with 300, he did with Watchmen, he did it with all that stuff.
Did it with Sucker Punch, did it with everything.
Yeah, that's his...
The Owls of Ga'Hoole.
Quote-unquote trademark style. Yeah.
Did anybody watch that? I didn't.
No. I would say outside of that. Like, you definitely know when you're watching a Zack Snyder movie, because he has very distinct color palettes and action beats and dust and... particles and stuff.
Yeah, I will say I am glad that they're cutting it up into 4-hour-long episodes.
I
don't want to watch a 4-hour.
Are they releasing
version.
It all at once?
They will after the.
So no.
The, well, yes, they are, but they're going to release it 1 hour at a time over 4 nights, and then they're going to give you the option to watch it unabridged. Like, they'll give you all of it together.
So they are going to have a full cut.
Yes, they will have a full cut, but for the premiere, they're doing it over 4 nights.
Right, worry about this is that the movie wasn't cut together to have breaks.
Right.
So where are they going to fade out in between each part? So like that could be weird.
And are we?
I would almost
try
rather watch a 4-hour chunk.
Yeah, are we going to watch this together?
I'm in.
I feel
Sean.
Like, you know, maybe, who knows, by 2021, maybe we can see each other. But,
right.
You know, I feel like for the best chance that we all enjoy this, I feel like we need to be in the room together. Or
sure.
Online together.
Yeah.
But, again,
Sean,
that's got
to
be like
talking to you.
4 hours long, then we pause in the middle for snacks or whatever, but...
I don't mind pausing during
a
4-hour movie.
I don't
want to
take it in
like,
an hour at a time.
I don't want it
to just like cut to black randomly. Like that's gonna totally
like in between scenes that like shows have that certain you know, ramp up and then come down to the credits.
Sure, yeah.
And if
they're
the movie
made
moves
that.
Like that, then it would feel really uneven.
Yeah.
If it's like a lot of third acts. Like I don't want that.
Well, I mean, obviously, we'll see when it comes out. But yeah, we'll definitely need to take breaks because I will need to refresh my glass several times.
Oh, sure. Totally. Not if you leave the bottle next to you.
Hey,
right? You don't need a dirty
always
upper
thinking.
Glass.
Yeah. Always thinking. Yeah, that's gonna have to be a high proofer for that one for sure. I mean, we're talking like 115 and above. Nothing below 115.
Top shelf night.
Got to celebrate Justice League the right way.
Yeah, right.
And then
nobody, yeah, oh, go going. I am glad that they're actually going to be showing like Darkseid, which I know is basically DC's equivalent to Thanos. But I've always liked the dichotomy between Superman and Darkseid. So I'm glad that they're actually going to be bringing him in. He would have been a much better and worthy adversary than Steppenwolf, who nobody knows. I'm like, bring in Darkseid, who is, he's his ultimate entity. You know, he's basically a god. So you need the Justice League in order to beat him.
What's just like Darkseid's deal? Like, what does he want?
He just wants to dominate the universe. Like,
so he
just
wants to be in power.
Yeah. So he rules Apocalypse. That's the home planet that he resides in. And he just basically wants to, you know, like I said, conquer the universe. And
got it. So he's a conqueror.
Earth. Yeah. Earth is in the way. So, okay. I mean, kind of the same thing like Thanos. And he, you know. Well, take that back. The Thanos in the MCU is more bent on, I guess, world, like preservation
his
to a degree.
Like, his motivation makes sense. Like,
yeah.
There's just not enough for the number of people. And
true.
For this, that's also like, different from the comics, because
he's
in the
infatuated
comics wanted
death.
He wanted to impress death.
Death, yeah. So, I'm trying to think what other movies that Flashpoint was also mentioned.
Yeah, they didn't show anything for that, did they?
No, but basically, I guess like the big gestating rumor is that they're going to have multiple iterations of Batman. So I think Michael Keaton has already signed on, and I think Affleck is all but signed on.
Yeah.
So it'd be kind of cool to see how they interweave. Like, basically they're going to create the DC multiverse, I think, through Flashpoint.
Obviously, I'd love to see Keaton again, but at the same time, I want to see a hard stop from everything that DC's kind of screwed up, like with these crossover things. Their strength has been in these individual stories, you know, again, good or bad. Like, I didn't like the Joker, but a lot of people did.
Mm-hmm.
Aquaman, Wonder Woman, these individual stories are what people are being drawn to. So, like, oh, we should just cram a bunch of characters. It's going to be cool to see it, but it's also like, I would rather just have the Flash have his own movie.
Sure. Yeah.
And now I feel like when you talk about Flashpoint, the things that people are excited about are not Flash, which may not even have Ezra Miller.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that in question?
Yeah. You should look up the video of him like pushing a fan or pushing a fan to the ground or something like that. A woman.
Yeah.
Whoa.
It's all not good.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
No.
You can't be an asshole.
Nope. Not this day.
The rules
not
are pretty simple.
Not ever. Not in every day.
No.
But I just, you know, again, in a Flash movie, I want the Flash to be the star.
Sure.
Sure. And if they're gonna bring Keaton back, I'd honestly prefer it to be in like a Batman Beyond.
100%.
Yes.
Type that's of situation.
What, yes.
And that's what I hope they even introduce, is like maybe you get like a Terry McGinnis that comes in, like even just the character, not even in the bat suit, but that'd just be cool to see. Like,
that could be pretty rad.
Yes, for sure.
Okay, so moving away from movies, real fast, I did want to talk about, because I'd watched these trailers right before we started, the two video games that DC is putting out. The Suicide Squad, is it Kill the Justice League?
Yeah.
Yep.
And then Gotham Knights.
Mm-hmm.
Right before we started, I was watching the Suicide Squad one. Again, not much to it. Not a lot of gameplay, just characters hanging out. I did find it very amusing. Because it's Harley Quinn and Captain Boomerang, Killer Shark, and Deadshot.
King Shark.
And they're all just hanging out, you know, telling jokes, cracking wise. And Superman rescues a helicopter pilot, and they're like, oh, you know, Superman just rescued that helicopter pilot. And they all roll their eyes, and they're like, hey, leave us alone. We're here to pull off an assassination. And then he vaporizes the helicopter pilot, and they realize that it's Superman they have to kill. Now, is he... I don't know which incarnation of Superman this is. Just evil Superman?
My guess is probably some exposure to like red kryptonite, maybe.
That's kind of what I thought.
But yeah. Like he's just mind controlled.
Could be.
Who knows?
What Magic. Got me, what Magic, I was smiling about was the trailer ends with Captain Boomerang throwing the boomerang, just hits him in the head and falls to the ground.
Yeah.
And I was like, excellent.
That is That's a what we perfect need. Way to That's end that trailer. That's what we need.
Yep.
So, yes. Thought that looked fun. And the action that they did show, granted they appear to be aliens, but they really seem to be going for it in the gore factor. Yeah. Like Harley's like smashing heads and all that's great. Like that's a perfect, you know, universe to make that kind of game, like a Grand Theft Auto level of violence.
Mm-hmm.
So that looked fun.
Agreed. Yeah.
What did you guys think of Gotham Knights?
I thought it looked pretty cool. I know I've kind of professed to you guys numerous times of my adoration for Nightwing. Not always been reciprocated, but I do like Nightwing as a character. And I'm glad that they're actually going to be have him be one of the playable characters. It's basically Batman is dead and he's kind of sent out a video distress signal that says like, hey, if you're watching this, I'm dead. You guys are going to be taking up the mantle and trying to keep Gotham safe because the criminals are going to kind of figure out that Batman is no longer around. So it's kind of left up to you four, Batgirl, Robin, Nightwing, and Red Hood to maintain justice within Gotham. And I think it's a really cool concept, and I love that it's going to be multiplayer. So, you know, everybody's going to have, you can link up with three other friends and, you know, go and fight crime in Gotham.
I wish I had three friends.
You only got two. Aww.
So sad. The gameplay, again, who knows how much of it's actual gameplay and how much of it's just rendered stuff that looks cool.
Yeah.
But the fighting style looked a little more interesting than the Arkham games ever did. Like it looked like a nice blend of like Arkham and the Sony Spider-Man game.
Mm-hmm.
Little faster.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just, you know, more, I just remember like Batman, it always felt a little like repetitive in the fighting.
Yeah.
So there's more like different characters with different attributes and
There's more gadgets involved than I think the Arkham series had. I mean, you use like, you know, the grapple and all that stuff, but I thought it looked kind of interesting. There were some interesting things with I think either Robin or the Red Hood that looks like he's like teleporting, like, or he has like some kind of teleportation power, which I'm like, that's odd, but I don't know that I hate it.
Maybe it's a gadget or something.
It could be, yeah. So I'm kind of curious to see how that all shakes out, but yeah, I'll be definitely playing that as Nightwing for sure.
Have at him.
When I was watching it though, all I could think was, I would really, for at least 2 hours, enjoy like an Adam West Batman video game, like open world thing, where it's just like real bright, and you know,
he just
get into
running
silly
around
fights.
With a bomb. Just running around with a bomb.
Yeah,
through the
like
city.
Having like ridiculous side missions where it's like you do have the shark on your leg, like just dumb, stupid things. But like you can have a lot of fun, and there were so many villains in that old show that you could just have like every little mission be like thwarting a different villain.
You've got to rehydrate the UN,
right?
Make sure that they are not disintegrated anymore.
Yeah, exactly. So,
oh man.
Yeah, I was saying
that movie's great.
A bright
color, I love it,
but not at 4 a.m.
No,
because it's way too long.
It is surprisingly long. Yeah, for a movie that came out in what, 67,
maybe
somewhere around there. Yeah, it's long. It's a long one.
Yeah, after 13 hours of watching movies, that movie will put you to sleep.
Yep.
Yes.
Unfortunately,
we all needed the nap though. So
sure.
Anything else from DC fandom?
Not that I can think of.
No.
I mean, there's some cool stuff on the horizon. Definitely some ambitious projects out there. So I hope they pay off. You know, it's been basically the MCU's world, and DC's just been trying to play catch up. And I hope that they can at least be in the same ballpark. Because I mean, as we've seen with the MCU, I mean, they're on another level So I'm hoping.
I don't know that DC's quite there yet.
No, but I'm saying like at least be somewhere within the vicinity. Like get to the level. Maybe, you know, I don't want to say take a play out of their playbook, but I mean at least maybe build up worlds before you start doing team ups and start doing all this other really super ambitious stuff that Marvel's already laid the groundwork for. I'm like, you guys, unfortunately, you're gonna have to pay your dues, and you're gonna have to world build like you've been doing with like Wonder Woman and Aquaman. So I hope they continue to do that, and you know, we get some other cool characters that we haven't seen in a while.
Do you know what I think will always hold back DC is that, like, for the most part, they've just gone to the well with the same characters over and over again. Mm-hmm. Batman, Superman, Batman, Superman, Batman, Superman. Everybody knows it. Where MCU, like, yeah, people knew Iron Man, but they didn't know everything about Iron Man. So you can tell stories and you can take your own license with that, make it shape the characters and the narrative more to what you want. Like, anybody in the MCU, like, people don't know that much about Ant-Man or, you know, Black Panther or Captain Marvel. They're aware of their existence, but, you know, everybody knows Batman and Superman. They've been around even in film for a very long time. And people then have a hard time accepting a different narrative of that character.
True.
Yeah, absolutely.
For instance.
No, I'm not going to get into it. See what you're doing here.
There are some character traits that, like, not my Superman. And that happens, like, down the line. And so, I feel like with that, like, people don't allow themselves that chance to just enjoy it and see it as something new. And Suicide Squad, especially Gunn Suicide Squad, can hopefully take more advantage of that. Like, the John Cena character looks ridiculous.
Yeah, he really does.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
And that's what DC has been lacking. And when they have gone that route, again, Aquaman, Shazam, they're killing it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't know, and you get to experience an introduction to a character that you're not familiar with, and you're not taking in your own expectations.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
but I want to see them revisit the Green Lantern, but not do it with like the Hal Jordan. Like maybe give us a John Stewart, maybe give us like a Kyle Rayner or something like that. Like give us a different iteration because, man, Green Lantern was such a terrible, terrible movie. I was so disappointed by.
It was also so long ago.
I know. And I'm like,
yeah,
maybe
wasn't that like 2005 or something?
No, it was 2011 is when it came out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but it's
that's
just
still pretty long ago.
Wow.
It's been about 10 years, but I'm just like, you know what? The Green Lantern Corps is such a cool world to explore, like being like kind of intergalactic space patrol, or like intergalactic space police, like basically is what they do. But I like, that's just, I've always loved that character and like the whole world that they build and everything. So I would like to see them revisit and actually, you know, make it a movie that's not as ridiculous as the 2011 version was. Maybe make it a little bit truer to the comics, make it a little bit less, shitty.
Better than Justice League. Beginning and end of thought.
Better than
I
what?
Don't. He's saying Green Lantern. Green Lantern is better than Justice League.
Oh, just okay, I didn't hear you.
I'm actually going to disagree with you on that. I actually think I would rather watch Justice League again than I would Green Lantern.
I've watched Justice League once, and I've seen and own Green Lantern. It's awful. Like Green Lantern is awful.
I just can't go down.
Is awful.
Yeah, I just can't. I was so disappointed by that. Like and that's why I don't want to watch it again because I was just so, so disappointed. I really wanted that to be great. And
now I'm thinking double feature.
And into the 4-hour Justice League.
Oh, man.
That's just a separate cabin trip.
12 hours of mediocre DC movies.
Ouch.
All right. Well, Roy, where can they find us?
Well, you can find us on our website at comingofftherails.com. And there we have a back catalog of over 200 episodes and counting. Look, there's a lot of time right now, and I know you're looking for a new podcast, so give us a listen. Just scroll back a few ways, see what you find. We've got some good stuff. Find us on Facebook and Instagram at Coming Off the Reels, and on Twitter at Off the Reels. If you're looking to support the show in any way, the best and easiest way to do it is just subscribe to the show wherever you listen, rate and review. That is just the very best way. We really would appreciate it. We also have a merchandise tab on our website, so check that out. We have an email, comingoffthereels@gmail.com. Send us any ideas you have on future episodes or directors or actors that you'd like us to spotlight. Years, we haven't done a year in a while. We'd love to do another rewind on a year. So send us any thoughts you have to us there. And I want to thank Josh Rodenberg for that original theme song. And again, Drew, a very happy birthday to you, my friend.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
I'm turned 42 today. I got a text from somebody that said, "Don't forget your towel." And I, for a moment, nice. I was like, "What?" And then I was like, nice pull. So,
very, very nice.
Yep.
Nice.
So until next time, my name is Drew Martin.
I'm Sean McClain.
And I'm Roy King.
And this has been Coming Off the Reels.